Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is going on, brother. How you feeling, man? What's happening?
Man, long weekend.
Yeah, major things going on that way, man.
Listen, I literally just got back to the studio to go. I was in the pool, cleaning and doing stuff.
Yeah.
But we here. Yeah. We here, man. Necessary Convo. Like I said, G.I. Tone, G.G. After Dark. What's going on in the A?
Mm-hmm. Yo, man, you know, the A is the A, man. There's always stuff going on here, man. There's always stuff going on. But what I will say is I'm really excited about tonight's show, man. I just got off a live on one of my platforms, and I had to tell the people, look, I need everybody on the dance floor tonight. Like, if you have been trying to figure out, should I get up, should I jump on the show, should I see how it goes, whatever, if you have any curiosities, then tonight was the night to get those resolved. Before we even get in, and again, welcome everybody. Before we even get in, Tone, help the folks out, man, and let them know how to definitely stay locked in tonight, and how to get this out to other folks and the different ways, man, they can participate on the show.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, all the callers that's on right now, you can just give the number out, 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. If you want to listen to us online, you know, you can chat with us online. You can go to GEI Radio, click the link on Instagram, or also all social media platforms, or you can go to Necessary_Convo on Instagram and click the link and chat it up with us live. If you got a question, you want to talk to me or Gigi, answer a question, just press 1 and we'll get you on. There you have it.
And there it is. Now, before we get in, I just want to say a few things real quick, because we've got some interesting current events. But what I want to say is, for those of you that have been rocking with us, we appreciate you, right? So we've been doing this. We've been having this platform, which, again, you got two men that are open and willing to communicate, that are open and willing to address any subject. We haven't ducked any subjects at all. There's some subjects that we decided to rock with, and then there's a lot of subjects that you guys have given us that we decided to address. And obviously there's always, you know, current events that we like to tap into and go from there. So this show here is going to be crazy, right? So I'm trying to help you guys and prepare you guys and so that you can understand, you know, the magnitude of where this thing is going. But just real quick, let me mention real quick. Now, this show is formerly known as Freaky Friday, right? Formerly known as Freaky Friday. Every Friday, we was doing it Friday nights at 9 p.m., and we was going at it, man. We had guests on here from all walks of life talking about any subject, man. And, you know, we'll get into something similar, you know, specific, but it's going to be a topic now. So we decided to, number one, have it on Sunday, right? So if we're going to have it on Sunday, catch everybody either chilling or trying to recover, kind of relaxing, you know, you can get on here and you can participate. So that's one of the things that are different. One of the things that are very different and distinctive about our show is our listeners, our followers are able to participate. You know, you dialed in into the show and you know how to get onto the show. You can listen or you can participate. And so, you know, just make sure that you know and understand that whatever the subject, whatever the topic, even if it's off topic, you got questions, then that's what we're here for. But tonight is going to be tonight is going to be something else. But hey, so just real quick, man, current event. So your boy that was in outer space, man. Did you hear about that guy, man, the billionaire?
I heard that he was trying to go. He actually went.
Yeah, he went. This dude actually went.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And he posted it, man. His brother posted it. Yeah, he posted it, man. He was in the space in his own rocket ship. That's bread.
That's
man.
A different type of money. That's a different type of money. You know,
yeah,
some of us want to go to the next state. He want to go to Mars. Yeah,
hey,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Listen, though. I'm not even gonna get all into that. You guys can check that out on your own. But yeah, billionaire in his own rocket. He got there. You got pictures. They floating and everything in there and. He's basically working on a space tour. Talk about leveling up, man. This dude is trying to create a tour to space. Now, how much do you think that'll cost per head? Now, prices of the airlines are already crazy, right, because people are traveling again. What kind of brand do you need in your account? What kind of bread do you need your account, man, to book a ticket to space and back? And how long is that going to take? Like, you can't have no 9-to-5 doing that, man, because your supervisor is going to need you back at a certain time. Like, you can't be like, hey, my bad, I can't make it in Monday. You know, I'm in the Northern Hemisphere. That ain't going to get it, man. So, oh, man. Anyway, listen, we're going to jump right in, y'all. Listen, Tone, man, you came up with this, man. Let the folks know how you came up with this, man, and we're going to get right into it because the callers are going to be crazy.
Okay, so.
What was the concept behind this, man? I got to know.
I seen this post. And I'm going to read the post, and we can discuss the post, and then we can jump into the single and relationship. So this post read, when a man earns money, he dreams of giving his wife the best. When a woman earns money, she feels she doesn't need a man. So the lady didn't like that.
Wait, hold on. You got to reel up, bring it back, come rewind. You going to have to hit him with that one more time, man.
Okay. So the post reads, when a man earns money, he dreams of giving his wife the best. When a woman earns money, he feels she doesn't need a man. And like I said, when I posted it, it went crazy. And it was crazy. So I definitely wanted to start off with this one. I mean, I'm looking at some of these posts. People were writing paragraphs, like,
yeah,
it's crazy. I feel like it got some truth to it. I'm not saying that all women, you know, feel that way, but it definitely got some truth to it.
Yeah. I can't argue. I think that there's more than some. There's a lot of truth. There's a lot of truth. So when you think about it, right? So when you think about how the dynamic of how people were raised, being raised to be a man, being raised to be a woman, and things like that, man. You know, traditionally, men are raised. You know, you need to be a provider. Like that's number one. And so what comes under being a provider comes stability, security, right? Being supportive, just to name a few. Like that's just what it is. I mean, in today's climate, social media climate, in the real climate, outside of the media, women are talking about there's not enough men that are providers or willing to be providers, right? And so let me just say this while you guys are listening. I see calls already lighting up, but this is real. Like this conversation is not only necessary, but it's real. This show is unscripted, right? It's uncensored, so you keep it all the way 1,000. So look, yeah. So when you get our perspectives, I'm single. Tone is married almost 12 years, right? So you got to understand that you're getting men that are talking about these subjects that you are posting about, that you are commenting about, that you're sharing. Like you're sharing that stuff, but are you having a real conversation about it? You know, you're not just trying to be like, all right, niggas ain't doing nothing, or maybe men will step up and stuff like that. Nah, let's have that conversation right here, right now. So this is what the platform is for. So like I said, ladies, y'all are out here talking about how men need to step it up, be providers, right? Be stable mentally, physically, financially. So I think there's no argument with that. Now let's flip it. We really don't have to flip it, but let's just shift it to ladies, right, to women. So I think that women are, you know, initially, ultimately, are taught to be, and it can go both ways. One way it could be to be a, you know, domestic, be able to be a caregiver I think it's an innate ability to nurture, to be supportive, right? Now, but what are you being, what are you nurturing? What are you supporting? Right?
Yeah.
So you got to think about that. If she don't have any children, if she's not married, then who are you supporting? Right? So you become independent. Right? So you have a bunch of women that are independent, that handle their own, right, that are taking care of their own if they want something, if they desire something, if they need something, if you know, they're setting goals and they're attaining them, then you develop that independency. So what does that say? Like, obviously, some people have different, you know, ideologies about it, but in a sense, that's saying that you are your own provider. You are your own support system, in a sense. You're handling things financially. You're taking care of yourself. You take care of your own household. You got your, and all that. You're building businesses. So I think the only difference in what would make this statement incorrect is her mindset, because that's what they're saying. How many women are saying, hey, I don't need a man to do anything for me. I got it all. So I jumped it off. And listen, I got time. So let's get, we gotta address that right off top. So ladies, hey, talk to them. Talk to us. Let us know, you know, how you feel about that statement. Now, again, it may come off a little abrasive, but not really, because nobody's going to argue that, you know, a man shouldn't be a provider, and that his ultimate goal is to make sure that, you know, his household is good to go. You know, and it's always case by case. You got some knuckleheads that, you know, when they get to it, they start feeling themselves and doing dumb stuff. Okay, yeah, true. That's the reality of it. But I want us to kind of look beyond that, because those are people that you aren't entertaining anyway.
Yeah.
Or shouldn't be. You know what I mean? So we're not talking about the knuckleheads. We're not talking about the women that are, you know, just out here that are just trying to, you know, find a guy. And if he got it like that, you know, take advantage of it. Does that exist? Yeah, of course it does, right? But at the same time, we're talking about the women that consider themselves, well, independent, strong, you know, all those things that you can get whatever you want when you want it. You don't need anybody to, you know, provide for you. Like, you're not thinking about.
You know the funny thing about that independent thing is, I always say, like, you know, like, okay, you can pay your own bills. Men and women, this is not, you know, this is not just to women, this is for men and women. Like, that stuff you have to do anyway. Just as a grown up. You get what I'm saying? It's like people saying, I raise my kids.
Yeah.
Like, you have to raise your kid. That's something that you have to do. That don't make you independent because you're paying your own bills. Like, you're supposed to. It's your bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get credit for paying your bills. Like, it makes no sense. I never understood that. Like, I'm independent. I don't have to pay my own bills. It's yours. You should. You signed the lease to get the car, or you signed the lease to get the house. You should be able to pay it. I'm not giving you credit for that. Now, you know, the hustle, and like you say, setting goals and stuff like that, you get credit for that. Like, oh, I want to do this by this. I want this business by this. Yeah, I'm going to give you credit for that, but I'm not giving nobody credit for paying their bills. That's crazy. No, that don't make you independent. To me, I could be wrong. You know, I'm wrong. Fellas, ladies, let me know. But
I think there is a when you talk about independence, we don't want it misconstrued with being responsible, right? Now, if you want credit for being responsible, then great. I mean, that's cool. Like, what kind of credit do you want? I'm not really sure. But, you know, that's kind of one of those things where when people talk about what you bring into the table, if you take away the things that you need to be doing, right, to exist, to live, right, to function, to be, to, you know, being self-sufficient. Take that away when you start talking about what you're bringing to the table. Like, if you say you got your own house, you're bringing your own house to the table, that's great. That's great. Now, do you own the house outright? Like, do we have to do it like that? Do we have to start talking about net worth? Do we have to start talking about assets and things like that? Because when it comes down to it, if you guys get together, if you guys link up, you guys decide to date with the purpose of being engaged, like partnership, marriage, then you have to go deeper than what you got. Because if you say that, hey, you know what, I got a car, I got a house, you know, I mean, is that assets? You know, is that actually assets or is it debt? Or, you know, yeah, you got that, but how much debt are you in? Because if you add up, you know, all your assets and then you subtract, you know, your liabilities, then what you working with? Like, nobody's really – I don't think that people are having that deep of conversations. So that's why when you start talking about, well, what you bring to the table and things like that, you don't have nothing to say about character, dependability, trustworthy. Like, those aren't – who leads with that? I've never heard anybody lead with that. They start talking about what they do for a living, right? They start talking about the things that they've accomplished.
Things that they, yeah. I mean, like I said, like, again,
are
it goes back
ready,
to, like, it just, it's like you said, it's the same thing. Like, okay, what do you bring to the table? I got my own job. I got a car. I got a house. Like, that's not bringing nothing to the table. That's stuff you're supposed to have. We grown. That's not bringing something to the table. Like, it just, that whole thing is just weird. It's just so weird to me that that's what people say. Like, how is that bringing something to the table? You know what I'm saying? How is having your own car and a house bringing something to the table? Those are things we're supposed to have. We're 40 plus years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, okay, you got a job.
Okay, so, and you made a good point. So this is also what we have to discuss. This is a necessary combo because people are getting turned off. Like, ladies, guys are getting turned off when you're leading with things that, you know, I'm not gonna say should be doing because everybody has different goals and things like that, but it doesn't have anything to do with potential connection, potential partnership, because, you know, those are good things, right? But how does that make you a better partner? Because when it comes down to it, the same things that you leading with may be the same things that is part of the argument. Like, I don't need this. I got my own house. I don't need your money. I got my own job. I got my own car, so I don't, you know. It could be the same thing. It could be the same thing. The things that you lead with could be the same things that you argue with. Like, I've never seen a conversation, or I've never heard of a conversation when you start talking about, you know, a person being loyal and trustworthy. Like, because obviously that takes time, but character, you know, character just don't pop up. You don't all of a sudden just have character. You know what I'm saying? And these are things, and I'm just saying, these are things that men are looking for. If you're trying to figure out, because you know, your body's nice, you're highly educated, you got a great job, you know, you're financially stable and things like that, those are great things, right? Those are awesome things, because not everybody's able to do that. And a lot of women are super women. I ain't going to lie. A lot of women, y'all are super women. I understand that. But who's Superman's partner? Who's Superwoman's partner? Superwoman's single as a mother, right? Superman and Superwoman are not a couple. Superman and Superwoman are not a couple. Superman has Lois Lane. I don't know. I mean, Superman has Lois Lane. I don't know who Superwoman got because I don't follow her like that. But what I'm saying is those two aren't partners. Sometimes your best partner is going to be someone that kind of offsets you, that balances you out. So if you executive or you you know, you a career professional or, you know, entrepreneur, business owner, your partner that compliments you, not competes, compliments you, may be someone that has a different, the whole situation is different. It may be completely different, and you may be overlooking that person because
it go back to the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago. Like, people want things that they don't even possess. Like, you want this type of person, but you don't have that in you. Men and women, you know what I'm saying? Men and women. Remember, we like, you know, oh,
what's an example of that?
$500,000 a year, a doctor, da 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 da. But you know, you don't do not 10% of that or nothing that you want. So people got to be realistic. Like, you got to be realistic with what you want and yourself. Go into the question. So we're going to go into the question.
Let's do it.
The question is, are people getting comfortable with being single because of the time? Like, it's cool to be single now. Like, what they call it, the rapper, the girl, the summer. The girl summer thing. I forgot what it's called. I'm sorry.
Hot girl summer?
Yeah. It's like, it's cool to be... to not have somebody. They're making it cool to not have somebody. But the funny thing is, all the girls that sing these songs about independence and single are all married or have men. So they telling y'all to not forget a man, you don't need a man, but they got husbands and boyfriends. So are people getting comfortable with being single because of the time?
That's a tough one, man. So we're gonna need everybody's participation on this. Now let me remind you, everybody that has called into the show, we don't have the information, right? So we don't know your name, you know, we don't know your number or anything like that. So you're calling in completely anonymously, like we don't know, right? And when you press 1 to join the conversation, you can say whatever name you want. Like, we're not cross-referencing if that was you or not, right? So anybody can say anything. And so in order for this to be productive, in order for this to really, you know, mean something, we need that participation because, you know, we can have this conversation between us all day long, but again, it's two men. But I'm going to jump right in. Because I think that's a decent question, man. I think that's cool. You know, everybody's in a different place and everybody's in a different space, right? But I can say that there is momentum, I would say more so on the women's side, to be single, right? Single and let everybody know you got options. Like that, for me, I feel like that has been a big movement maybe in the last 5 to 10 years. Right, so it started out with the independent woman. Guys are intimidated by me because these are the things that I have, or they can't, you know, they're intimidated by my lifestyle and they think that they would have to take care of me, or maybe they would. Maybe they would have to. You know, that's what we need clarity with. But I do think that there is a movement. Now, whether it's marketing, probably, but how heavy is the influence of marketing, especially in the hip-hop, especially in the black community. Can we even go there? Tone, can we go there in the black community?
Yeah.
Because I don't know too much outside of the black culture that's really pushing that narrative. Y'all ain't ready for this conversation, man. I'm about to hang up. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know too many pop stars. I don't know too many rock and roll stars, non-black, non-hip-hop, non-R&B stars that are pushing that narrative. Like, is there white people talking about Hot Girl Summer? Or you know, is there any Latino women saying Caliente Summer? I don't know. So I need some education on that. I don't know. Now, you know, every community, every culture has their own issues and things like that, but I really think that narrative is dominating, predominantly again, with women of color, with black women in our community. Hey, I'm independent. I don't need a man. And if you are a man, I need you to make this amount. I need you to be able to provide this and that. And if you don't have it, I'll find somebody to do. Now, are we still, are we living in the same world, or am I far off? Because I feel like that is the narrative. So, you know, I'm prepared for you, for the ladies or the guys, because the guys have stories. There's plenty of guys that have met someone who felt like she was intimidating to guys. Like sometimes if a woman has to tell you, or if a woman tells you, hey, most guys don't approach me, but the ones that do tell me that I come off, you know, intimidating. So is that how you feel, or is that true? Because sometimes guys can't get past those layers to find out who you are, because you're up front with, hey, this is what I have. This is what I'm looking for a guy to have. If not, then we don't have no conversation. So a guy may be like, well, I got some stuff too. I got some stuff too, but if you lean with that and we going back and forth, then I'm not interested anyway.
I'm glad you said that. Like, I always, you know, tell, like, my sister or whatever, like, girls, like, if dudes get picky, the world would be single. Like, if dudes really get picky, like, you know, like I say, like, a woman would be like, you got to have this, got to have this. And they can do that because we chase them. Like, we want, you know what I'm saying? They got the power to do that, right?
Yeah.
But if guys get picky, the world would be single.
Mm.
And that's a fact. Guys are far more lenient, you know, with dating and stuff like that than women. Like, women, some women really don't play. Like, they really want what they want. Like, guys are kind of like, you know, we understand, like, if you meet these couple things, we could work on the rest of the stuff. Like, women don't be like that, to me, from what I hear. I could be wrong. Again, press one. All you got to do is press one if I'm wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong. We can have a conversation about it. But if guys was picky, the world would be single.
So I'll go ahead and read something because I am getting some stuff in the IG. So young lady, this is a woman. She says, men labeled women as independent and not needing a man. Men said that, not the women. So men that are intimidated by, you know, a woman who is financially successful, you know, those are it's basically on the guy, right? So she's not the one that's kind of pushing that out there. You know, that's him after they're having conversations, right? So basically saying the women are just doing what they have to do. Men are, you know, providing the labels. So the women want men, just not any old man. So she's saying that, you know, the guys have put that out there. They created that stigma. And I think that kind of goes back to, I mean, that, you know, that's what the follower said. Now, I don't know how much, you know, truth is that with the majority of women. I don't know that. But you do have, you know, you do have a young lady here that's saying, hey, that, you know, it's on the men. You know, the men are creating these labels because of X, Y, Z. And, of course, that's perspective. So, you know, we have to look at that. We have to look at that. Now, again, I would have to jump in, and then we would have to talk about the caliber of individuals we're referring to. Right, so let me say this, and I mean this with all sincerity. Now, I think that certain women entertain certain men. Right, at the same time, I also think that they avoid certain men. Let me try that again. Some women entertain certain guys. Like, right, those guys may be the guys that either maybe on their level, maybe not on their level. You know, maybe they're the type that, you know, they like to listen to guys and give them solutions. Right? There's a lot of women that are solutionists in their head. Right? And so, you know, they kind of like those guys that may be what they would consider a little bit below their level. Is that fair to say? A little bit below their level. Because that's their interpretation, not mine, right? Because after it doesn't work out or after it's done, then they go back and say, well, this not really my type of guy anyway. I tried something different. Come on, don't play with me tonight, y'all. Don't play with me, right? At the same time, I think that there's certain guys that they're not going to entertain or they're not going to take seriously. And I'm not talking about the guy that don't look like they want him to look or the guy that's eclectic and strange and they may consider him a weirdo or something like that. I'm talking about there are high-performing, I said it, there's high-performing men out here that are very, very focused, right? There's guys here that are on a level that is on a high frequency. One of them for sure is on the show tonight. but listen to what I'm saying. So when it comes down to entertaining that guy, they may not want to entertain him because you know what? There's going to be a requirement. There's going to be an requirement of accountability because now you're not dealing with a dude that'll just do anything to get your attention. Anything to just prove, you know, to you that he really wants you. That you know, it's a cat and mouse game. He's not gonna go through all of those hoops because they know guys that. I mean, come on, women are very, very smart, very intellectual, high intelligence. So you already know what type of guy you're dealing with. Soon, you know that what you can kind of get away with this guy. You know how you can test this dude. You know, but at the same time, you also know what guys that you can't do that with, that certain things ain't going to fly. Like, if you get involved with this type of guy, you're going to have to be accountable. It ain't no, I hit you back, or, you know. Now, you're going to be accountable. If you say that you're going to do something, if you say you're going to be somewhere, if you say that you was interested and you want to move forward, then your word is going to have to mean something, and your actions are going to have to match. Same thing where they're requiring certain guys to do certain things. Like, basically, hey, I hear what you're saying, but show me something. There's men that have that same requirement. Like, I hear what you're saying, but you're going to have to show me something. Like, you're going to have to reciprocate. I ain't just going to keep chasing. I ain't just going to keep calling. I'm not going to keep initiating everything. If you are interested and if you want to move forward, if you want to see what this is about, you're going to have to get uncomfortable as well and do some things that you probably wouldn't typically do. You're going to have to reach out. You're going to have to take initiative to do certain things. You're going to have a better understanding that this guy right here is actually aggressive or dominant or, you know, just the type of guy that's going to require you to be accountable for the things that you say and the things that you do. And sometimes I think they avoid that guy. I think they avoid that guy.
Ladies,
and let me tell you something else. Let me also tell you why. I think they also avoid that guy because they like that freedom of doing whatever they want to do without being questioned. And I don't mean somebody asking, well, where you been last night? Why didn't you send me your coordinates? Or text me where you was at. I'm talking about a guy that's basically going to look for consistency in you, just like you're looking for consistency with him. You can't just blow him off. You can't just say anything. You can't just do anything without being considerate. Because if you're really looking for partnership, if you're looking to be in a relationship, then you have to show some signs that you can be a partner. If you don't just, okay, you know what, we're going to start there, it's official, and then you start showing things then, because that's not helping your case in moving forward. A man needs to know what he's going to be dealing with. That helps him decide if he wants to be in a relationship, if he sees her as a wife. You can be as fine as you want to be. And we do, a lot of times, get caught up in that. We get caught up in that. But at the same time, when we meet that woman and then when we move forward and we start seeing other shit, like, well, damn. You know, I didn't know it was going to be like that. Or, you know, you can tell when a woman is accustomed to multiple men just being at her beckoning call. You know what I'm saying? Or kissing her ass. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they need that guy that's going to be like, look, you need to get your shit together. If you said that you want to move forward and get to know each other, then what the fuck is going on? If you are too busy, you should have said that in the beginning, that we could have took this thing on a casual situation. So
Gigi, you
whatever
you're
doing,
tonight.
Whoever you're entertaining, whatever you're doing, whatever you're entertaining, just let me know that that's how you want to rock so I can handle myself accordingly. And when I do handle myself accordingly, don't be mad. Because we had this conversation and we had the opportunity. So now you don't like him no more. Or now you really like him. Like it's one extreme or the other. So I think that's something, man. I think that's something.
Gotta,
so I feel like, you know, we got to get.
We got to call her.
Of course.
797953 GEI Radio, you on.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Wow. Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Great. I'm just
thank you for
thank listening
you for
to the show.
The show. What kind of feedback you want to give us? Because you already laughing like you got some things you want to get off your chest.
You guys have said a lot tonight. Wow, where to start? I should have took notes because y'all been going on for a minute about this. So let's start with I can agree with the conversation about, I guess, accepting or putting stuff out there and not ready to do the same. I mean, that comes with a lot of time, aging, and a variety of things. So I only speak for myself. So
of course.
My younger days, I really didn't put too much on standards, different things. Like I just went, you know, went with the wind, however it flew, I was down. But I think with age, I mean, I'm in my 40s. So with age, I had to learn there's certain things that I will put up with and I won't. But that comes from experiences.
Right.
So, I mean, I believe we should all gain some kind of experience to know what we like and don't like.
I agree. Now, in the 40s, in your 40s, does hot girl summers still exist?
Yes, to a certain point.
Okay.
To a certain point. I mean, because have a hot girl summer. I might want a hot girl summer, but I still want a man in the end. So I'll choose dating and having a relationship over a hot girl summer. It's not as exciting
but
as it used to be.
And like you mentioned, it comes with experience, kind of where you are and where you want to be at. So I respect that. Now, Tom, what was the very first question since we have this young lady on the line? What was the very first question? Do you feel like
are people getting comfortable being single?
Yes. I can agree. I mean, I think it's an individual based. I mean, because at a certain point, I think about it, okay, well, just use me. I'm in my 40s. So a lot of women that are in their 40s have either been married for an extremely long time and possibly have divorced. So now they're like, it's their chance to live the life they haven't lived because they've always been in a relationship. But then I have, on the other hand, there's women that have been single. I mean, they've been in relationships, never been married, no children. So they are comfortable and set. They're kind of like set in their ways. They're like, hey, it ain't happened by now. So, you know, deuces to the relationship. I don't care about that. I'm just going to live my life, you know, and do me. So, I mean, you got multiple. I mean, I think that's an individual-based question, person is in life, because, I mean, I've been divorced. I've been single about 4.5 years now. So, I mean, yes, I've dated and seen people, but not met anybody that I was going to settle down with. And at one point, I had to take some time to myself to learn more about myself. Like I said, even if it's a failed relationship, it's still a lesson. So you take something from everything, good or bad. So, but yes, there's a lot of women that are getting comfortable. I mean, there's men that I know that are comfortable being single, because it is a good look. You guys kind of mentioned it earlier that it is a good look. And then kind of to bring in, I think he mentioned about other races, you know, and how they feel, like white women, Hispanic. Well, I live in a predominant majority is Hispanic here, and I don't ever hear any, you know, Hispanic women, Mexican women saying, you know, hot girl summer or we just going to do us. No, they marry and they getting wife, and they like, they'll do whatever because they're going to be somebody's wife. So that's just what I see.
That's good. Listen, we appreciate you jumping on here. But listen, though, what you just said was so powerful, and I'm glad that it came from a woman, right? Because when they hear it from us brothers, it's kind of like, man, whatever. But culturally, and here's the thing, I don't believe that culturally black women were raised to not be, you know, take care of the home and raise families and things like that. I'm just saying that there has been a shift. I'm just saying that there has been a shift, right?
And
the promote, I mean, what is promoted heavier? You know, building families, you know, building a foundation for your family, or basically kind of doing your thing and looking at all the choices that you have and, you know, one over the other. And so that's why I say culturally.
It's changed. Other cultures, I mean, times have changed. Yeah. I mean, I was raised by a man. But my father, I mean, even though I was raised by a man, yes, he taught me things, I guess, as being a strong woman. I'll take the independent word away. But a strong woman and, you know, being responsible, paying my bills, taking care of the household and stuff. But culture has changed so much. I mean, think about it. You get into our parents, grandparents' generation, a lot of the women did not work.
Yeah.
So they were set to be housewives and look for, you know, a husband. It wasn't sometimes, I mean, it was nothing to do with love. It was stability.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, women are so advanced, especially black women. I mean, we have come so far. I mean, we hold down careers, businesses, and everything else. So it's not an important thing to have a husband, children. I know a lot of successful women that aren't married, and they'll just, you know, they're thinking about, you know, just having a child and carrying on with their life because they don't need the other partner to make that dream come true. They just need the child, and they already have the income, the lifestyle, and everything they need. So the importance of family has gone away. It's not a team anymore. It's just like, hey, it's one individual succeeding.
I think the change came with the money. I think the change came with money. Because women make a lot of money now. So I think money and men and women, I think money make people feel like you don't need somebody else, but you do. And I don't mean need, like, just somebody just to have somebody, but I'm talking about, like, like building, you know, being together.
Companionship.
Family, whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, that money is cool, but after a while, like, it's just money.
Yeah,
it's just paper. But that's what I think.
But I mean, I've experienced. I can say that I think you guys mentioned about, I guess certain lifestyles, because I've talked to another group and like women wanting men with a lot of money, like, oh, I got to have this high value man, I got to have this, and got to have this. But I'm like, it comes with some stipulations. I've dated a few men with some money, you know, some doctors, lawyer, whatever, mm-hmm. not going to mention.
Right.
But it comes from with some stipulations. I mean, just because they have money does not always mean you'll have the money. And since they are wanted so much, you're going to have to deal with, you're going to have to stay looking good. You're not going to be able to fall off mm-hmm. and, you know, just have those off days because they expect a certain image. Plus, you're not going to have that time with that man constantly because men that make money, stay making money. They're going to constantly be working. Only, I mean, now if you get to the ones that are 80, not, you know, so that generational wealth going on. But we're not, you know, we're talking about the man that's still in his 30s, 40s, still trying to get to a certain point. You're not going to have that, you know, at home 24/7 with you, you know, cuddle sessions, love making sessions.
That's
they'll make time for you. They'll make time, you know, when they have it. But a lot of women don't understand that. And I've had to tell women, like, you know, there's some stipulations that come with that man that's making a lot of money. So I'm not saying, okay, go get you a man, a homeless man off the street if that's not what you want to do. But everything has its pros and cons. And I think, I mean, like I said, society, social media, a lot of things have taken place. So it is about the money. But they don't know what's behind closed doors with that money.
Wow. Listen, I like everything that you just said. I like your input. I appreciate it. Now, before we grab some other callers, let me just chime in on what you said, because those you mentioned that there are some things that come along. Now, does it with all of them? Not necessarily, but there are certain things, like you mentioned. I think high value, I think that's been misused or misconstrued. I call it high performance because high performance means that individual is productive. He's not screwing around. He's not, you know, playing games. Like this is when you met him, he was already making moves, right? He was already making moves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you was attracted to him making moves, so when you guys are together, you want him to stop? You want him to slow down? He was already high performing.
But that's what usually takes place when they get involved.
The expectation
to slow down
as well. The expectation.
Yes.
And just like that woman, she made sure that she had herself together. She was already independent. She was already doing things and making moves. So now that she meets him, now she's thinking, okay, so let's settle. Like, let's settle.
Oh,
let's do these things now together. You know what I'm saying? So that's sometimes what people think the trade-off is when you really have to curtail and discover what works best for those individuals. It's not going to be cookie cutter because everybody does things differently. But that was, I think that was really dope that you had put that out there, and that there is a lot of times, you know, a misunderstanding, and there's some expectations that are implied and not discussed. And so you think that things are going to be a certain way, but once you get into it, you realize that it's not. And then I think that's where the problem arises, because you just feel like, you know, things should be a certain way and it didn't go that way. So that was dope. So we appreciate you chiming in. Thank you for admitting that, you know, even in the 40s, the hot girl summer exists. And look, ain't no judgment here, because as fellas, man, we get it in. All right, so I'm being very clear. As fellas, we get it in, right? But at the same time, I guess everybody's hot girl summer interpretation can be different. You know, she don't have to be just out there lawless.
I just
lawless.
Say it's warm girl summer. You know, at a certain age, it's just warm now. It ain't no longer hot. It's just a little warm.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
You too.
You too.
We got another caller.
Let's get right into it.
3003, GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you. And this is a very interesting topic tonight, so I had to call in on this one.
All right, we appreciate the support, and thank you. I'm glad we found something that made you want to call in.
Yes. First,
I'll address the question of, are people getting comfortable being single?
Mm-hmm.
In my analogy, I think people are in their season. They're accepting their season for the moment. I don't think women or men are put on this earth to be alone. I think we are to be joined in marriage. Some of us are single longer than others simply because the thought of settling. The deal with, you know, women saying, you know, well, he's not making enough money, or it's the amount of money, that's a cover. I really just don't believe that people are simply out here saying, well, he's not making enough money, he has to have this, and they don't have that. I think that, I think that that's a cover to me. I made a comment to you in Messenger, and it was regarding the label that men put on women, you know, saying that they're independent. Not all. I think occasionally, you know, you see a woman, she's handling her own, she's paying her own bills, whatever, but like you said earlier in the show, she's supposed to. You don't get a cookie for taking care of your kids and paying the bills that you made. But I think men see that sometimes as, oh, she doesn't need me. It's the outside looking in at that woman. She's doing what she has to do. So then you have men that are intimidated by that, that feel like, I don't have, she's not going to need me. Well, a marriage to me is not about need. It's about want. I should want you. Because if I only need you for something, once that need is exhausted, you can go on. So marriages should be about want, not need. So I think we've gotten it mixed up, and I think there's some, you know, we're placing labels in areas sometimes that they shouldn't be placed. That was long-winded, but there you go. You know I'm long-winded.
Nah, I think that was really good. And I think that was really important for men and women to hear because, like you just mentioned, that need can be temporary, and what can happen is you can have certain needs for certain individuals. So now you're getting needs from various places. Am I allowed to go there? And that may be why you say that there's no man with all of these things. Come on, now everybody has seen post. Name one man with all these things, right? So you got to understand, out of all those things, are you saying that's priority? Is that what you're telling me? So you're telling me I have those five things, which a lot of them are either very superficial, that those five things are priority? Well, damn, that's cool then. Because the man that has all the things probably don't want you.
That's right.
Is that okay?
That's right. And you probably don't even understand the experience of those things. So I think sometimes we're making assumptions about other people. I think men make assumptions about women and women make assumptions about men. And I think sometimes when men see a woman, she's paying her, he thinks she's paying her bills, so he doesn't really know until he gets to know her. But, you know, she's handling her business. If she appears to be handling her business, oh, there's nothing I can bring to the table for her. Well, you don't know. It's that late night she needs that attention or whatever. It's not about the bills that you would pay or whatever. It's about more than financial. And I think sometimes we just put labels on people we don't know.
I agree. That's good. I agree. you just dropped some serious – knowledge, and I think that comes with experience of direct and indirect, because a lot of people don't want to learn from other people. They just figure if it ain't happened to me, then it don't exist. If those issues didn't happen to me, if I didn't experience that, then it doesn't exist. And that's the whole idea of having those necessary combos so you can have different perspectives, because a lot of times we wonder, why did she do this? Why was she thinking that? Why did he do this? Why didn't he do that?
You have to get to know people. You have to ask the question. And I think there's just a mixture of assumptions, and there's a mixture of the fear of getting to know someone personally and understanding why they make decisions that they've made or why things look a certain way to the fellas out there.
Yeah, you on it. You on it. Yeah, we're getting a lot of comments already online that you just preached the word. All right, so hopefully I don't want to start calling you Reverend Dr. Pastor. I don't want to do that to you. All right, but thank you so much for chiming in. Appreciate you. Okay.
Sure. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Hi, you too. Yeah, we really getting some solid feedback, man.
Yeah, definitely. We got another caller. 2748 GEI Radio. You on?
Hey, y'all. It's Candy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Candy. What's up?
Nothing much. I was just calling to say what's up to y'all. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute.
Yeah. This is true. Okay, so how you feel about things? I mean, you know, we went there tonight, Candy. Like, we had to go here tonight.
Yeah.
Now, you're engaged, right? Everything's still a go? Everything is still a go. So this right here should be right up your alley. Like, how has things transitioned from single to being engaged from marriage? Can you be engaged and still have a hot girl summer? Is that cool?
No.
I don't know about a hot summer, but you can have like a lukewarm type summer, you know. Like,
okay, there we go.
It can't
be
like all the way hot.
Okay. Hey, we keep hearing warm summer.
No, like, me and my fiance, exactly. We were very off and on, like, during the course of, like, us actually dating. And, like, this last time before we got engaged, well, before when we broke up, it was more like we always knew we would come back, but we just weren't in the place where we could, like, be there for each other.
The timing.
But this time, the timing was very off. But this time around, you know, we had broken up and we really decided that this was going to be a split. It was no, we coming back. We just going to leave it out there. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. So, you know, I was really out there single for a while. And it was never so much that I loved being single, but I did embrace it because I wasn't happy with the dynamic of dating in this day and age. And I feel like almost the requirement of a man being the pursuer has kind of gone from my experience. I won't speak for everybody, but I feel like it's a lot of men that come with how y'all were talking in the beginning. Oh, you know, what can you bring to the table? I have this, and I'm like, okay, well, I can bring a lot in like materials to the table, yes, but at the same time, that does nothing for him. Like, yeah, I have cars, I have houses, I have land, but that don't mean he's entitled to it. Like, I don't give a fuck if we married. Like, still, my fiance now, there's certain stuff he just won't be entitled to. So I think that when you put a tangible standard of what's on your table, you're already losing. So it's just like, that was always like an instant turnoff because I'm like, everything I bring to the table, you should be able to see actually dating me. And so if you're having to ask, I'm clearly not, me and you are not on the same wavelength. So I think that that's a big problem this day and age because people are focusing on what someone already has versus what you can build with that person. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to find a person that's actually looking for that. So, yeah, I stayed single for a minute, but like I said, I enjoyed it. I dated, you know. I wasn't going to mope and I wasn't going to lower my standards just for the sake of saying I'm in a relationship. So, and I think that's a lot of the single mentality. It's not so much as they just love being single. They're like, fuck a relationship. It's just, it's easier being single than just to deal with the BS.
So, you know what? That's really interesting what you said because people do have expectations. And a lot of times they don't give the real expectations because if everybody's saying the same thing,
right?
but the relationships aren't working out, then there's a gray area that's not being addressed. Now one thing that I think is true is when people do have those conversations or should have those conversations, you know, be transparent about where you're at. Because a lot of times people talk in the future. Does that make sense? They like, hey, you know what, I got this, or I acquired that, or I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and it hasn't happened yet. So when you meet them, you get to know them, then you start realizing, well, damn, you got a ways to go, and not that I'm judging you have a ways to go, but that was not the understanding in the rules of engagement. So that's why folks are like, well, damn, you know what? She said this. She said she had that. She had this going on. He claimed that he had this and all of these things, but it's not tangible. And then once you get to that point, depending on how good the wood or the sex is, right? Because sometimes, you know, you get that blurred line, and then that'll postpone things for a little while if it's good like that. And then, you know, because you're not thinking about that, you're looking to get, you know, to get back to it. But I do think, you know, a lot of times people aren't really transparent about where they're at. And that's not, I'm not only talking about, you know, your career or things like that. It could just be from a spiritual, emotional standpoint, physical standpoint. And, you know, but give individuals a chance to really see, you know, who you are, because it may not be a good fit. And maybe you guys are just supposed to, you know, date or hang out or get to know each other or just be friends and not force the issue. That's my take.
So, but my question is, in the scenario you just gave as far as someone stating, you know, what they have in store, whose responsibility is it? Like, do you have some blame in that if you choose to fall in love with someone's potential versus what they've shown you?
Well, you know, I think that it's important to know that that can happen. And, you know, so that, for me, I feel like that comes with the accountability part. You know, so you have to be accountable to know and understand if you continue on, even though you got all this information, you did your due diligence or you just got the facts right in front of you, if you move forward, then there's going to be some things that come with that. Because you can't just think about all the good things. You also got to come back with all the expectations that aren't going to be met that you saw right off the top. Because a lot of times in your head, you're like, you know what? They seem like they got it together. I think that they're almost there. They just need my help to get them over the hump. No, they don't. If they need your help to get them over the hump, then they're not ready. Or you're not ready. So that's what I was talking earlier about, how sometimes women get in a situation to where, you know, they put on the utility belt. They put on the utility belt and get to fixing stuff. They get to fixing stuff or thinking that they're fixing it. And, you know, you may enable this guy, or once he gets to a certain point, he's going to feel like he don't need you no more. Right? Because now I can get a different caliber of woman. Not saying that it's true, but now I'm more suitable for a different caliber of woman. And then now folks' ties are getting slashed. now the lipstick messages are on the windshield. You know what I'm saying?
So they're in the gas tank, like.
They're in the gas tank. Damn, that's a good one. Sugar in the gas tank, man. That reminds me of my next vehicle. I'm going old school with the key. You gotta put the key to unlock the gas tank. I wonder if I can order one of them now, Tom.
Or you might want to stop dealing with crazies. I mean.
Hey, you know what? Some folks are just one switch away. Some folks are just one switch away. But anyway, you was a good sport. You was a good sport, Candy. We appreciate you chiming back in. We missed you. Thank you for coming back.
This show was definitely fire tonight. Like, it was a great topic.
Hey, appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Thanks for calling
in. Gigi, I'm just gonna put this out here. Don't give me an answer right now because
okay.
I got a feeling it'll be a no. But I am soliciting
okay.
for strippers for my bachelorette party. So
whoa.
Look at your schedule towards okay. the end of the year.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. All you got to do is send a number. All you got to do is send whatever that number is. That's going to get, you know, that's what's going to get you a reply.
Okay, well, I have my people call your people. Like, that's not a thing.
Okay. And there it is. Hey, private party. Hey, no cameras. Private party. Let's get it.
No cameras and NDA. Like.
The NDA. Hey. How you people call my people?
I already
people?
Got that taken care of.
Sweet. Hey, we appreciate you.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
You too.
So I know they keep calling. I know they keep going. I knew this was going to happen. But let me say this here real quick. Guys, remember, we do this every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, right here. You got the number. Save it. Save the number in your phone. Like, how many people they call here every week, like clockwork, don't have the number saved in your phone? Like, I'm scared to ask. By a raise of the number one, press one, then we'll be too lit. But yeah, save the number and make sure that you put it on your calendar because we have a lot of things coming in the works, and you gotta want to be grandfathered into this platform, if that makes sense. You want to be a part of this particular platform as we expand, because we are expanding. And a lot of things are in the works that obviously I can't say right now. But, you know, thank you, everybody, for your support. And, you know, let's keep rocking. So tonight, obviously, we're talking about a few different things, yo. So we've talked about, you know, single, being in a relationship. How has things really changed as far as single people desiring to be in relationships in today's dating climate? That's a legitimate question. One thing mm-hmm. that I think that we have to address, right, because we have a married guy on the platform, right? G.I. Tone is a married guy on the platform. So I think that, as I know the callers, we can get to whatever you want to talk about and respond to. But I want to ask while we have an opportunity. So Tone, tell us with so much going on in social media, so much going on with the messaging about, hey, if you're single, you need to have things going on. The ladies are like, look, we're getting to the bag, so, we, you know, if you want to rock with us, you need to make sure that you have that. Or, you know, no more struggle love. All these type of things, man, is the messaging of women basically saying, look, we're higher caliber than what we were 15, 20 years ago when we were the single mom with two or three kids because we're no longer with baby pops, right? We're no longer just doing, you know, little jobs here. We're up in the workforce. We're executives now. We're entrepreneurs now. We're moguls now. We're bosses now. And so you fellas need to step it up. Right. And on top of that, there's also a crowd that's saying, you know what? I don't care what your situation is. I'm a boss. I take your man's. Right. I take your man's and it's nothing to it. So as mm-hmm. you've seen the transition, how do you stay grounded as a married guy? How do you stay grounded, you know, continue to build your relationship with your wife? And you guys just staying thorough and solid through everything that goes on. How do you guys make that happen?
Because it's not built on money. It's not built on money. It's not built on what you have or what I have. And when you can build on that, you get something real. Not saying that it's going to be perfect. It's still going to be the little bumps and bruises here and there. But you get something more realer than, oh, you got $1 million, I got $1 million. is built on money. So you really don't even really like the person. You just like the stuff that they got. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think a caller said that. Like, once that's gone, then you're going to be looking for that next person, men and women. You know what I mean? So if you don't, it can't be built on what size a house is or how many cars a person got or how much money they got. You know what I mean? You just got to build a friendship. And all that stuff's going to come. You know what I mean? If you know, like, communication, like when you're talking to somebody, you can kind of, after a while, you got an idea of what type of person you're talking to. If you can kind of build with this person or they got something going on. You know, in the beginning, they can finesse you. But after, a couple months go past, you kind of get an idea. If this person a businessman or a businesswoman, they're going to be moving and shaking. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. You just, you just can't build on money, man. You can't build on money or material things, and you'll find something real. If you're building on money and material things, you're going to keep running into them brick walls. Because like the caller said, even women, like men, they be like, yo, my girl got to have this, this, and this, and this. Well, you got to understand what come with that. She ain't nothing to play with. You know, this lady making $700,000 a year or something, you think you're going to be able to play with her? No, bro, no. It ain't going to work like that. So they got to know what come with that. It go both ways. It ain't just for the women that want men, you know, guys with money. It's men that want women with money, too. You got to know what come with that. That lady ain't nothing to play with. You got to come correct, or she going to just kick you to the curb. You know what I mean? She going to move on.
Yeah. Listen, man, I think that we'll have to do a part two. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up, man, because I think I want to go ahead and end it on that note. So you guys going to have to chime in. You guys are going to have to jump on here next week. Like, typically, this show is about an hour. We went over about 20, almost 30 minutes. Check us out every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. Make sure you save the number. Tone, let them know how they can stay connected with the platform and also stay connected with you.
Definitely. You can follow GEI Radio on all social media platforms. You can follow the actual show, Necessary_Convo on IG. You can follow myself, GEI_Tone, on all social media platforms. And again, make sure you follow the network. We're going to be adding a lot more content on there, GEI Network on Roku. GG, where can they find you at?
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I'm on GEI Network. You can find me on there, right? So, yeah, definitely download the app and see all the good stuff on there, man. Salute to GEI, the whole movement, the whole conglomerate, man, most definitely. But, yeah, you guys can find me on all social media handles. I am Rob Malloy, the letter I, A-M, Rob Malloy. And you can definitely find me, GG After Dark, all social media platforms. You can definitely find me there. Stay connected. Got a lot of great things. If you're right here in the Atlanta area and we have not connected in any way, shape, or form, you slipping. You slipping, okay? So let's keep that momentum. And before we head out, we've made a conscious decision that we will be looking at having a female co-host on this show. If you've seen in the DMs, if you've seen in any of the social media platforms the advertising for a female co-host, it's for this show. So if you feel like you can add to it, you know, we don't mind a little estrogen on here. But at the same time, you know, we're definitely looking for the right fit. So continue to and we'll have some advertisement about, you know, what we're looking for and how to submit. We've already had a few submissions. So far, man, it's been tough already. So it's going to be interesting how this thing boils down. So, but, you know, it's all about chemistry, and it's always about making sure that we have a common goal, which, of course, is to be effective and make an impact, positive impact, in our communities. So with that being said, hey, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week, 7 p.m.
Take care. Next week is GEI weekend.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So be ready, Gigi. So actually, Gigi, this is on the fly. I want to do the show live next Sunday.
Okay. Let's see about that.
Okay, we'll talk about it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. We out. Peace.
Peace.